This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Over the past 4 years, thousands of Iraqi soldiers and police officers have been injured. The Iraqi government does not know exactly how many. Last year, the U.S. Congressional Research Service estimated that more than 33,000 have been wounded. There are few Iraqi military medics and no military hospitals. NPR's Anne Garrels reports that the wounded have been left to the mercy of inadequate civilian facilities and a military compensation system that does not work.
Piles of rubble. That's all that's left of an Iraqi army safe house in the southern Ghazaliya district of Baghdad. A bomb ripped through the walls. Two Iraqi soldiers were killed, three wounded, one critically. The toll would have been higher, but most of the soldiers were out on patrol. Sergeant Hachem, the only trained medic for a battalion of 700, escorted the wounded to a nearby civilian hospital. He says the treatment was appalling.
In the terrible heat, there were not even any fans, let alone decent beds. There were no sheets. I had to bring them. The government has money, but I don't know where it has gone. I hated Saddam, but at least under him we had military hospitals with good equipment.
Sergeant Hachem gets fulsome praise from Sergeant Joel Cushing, an American trainer.
Yeah, Hachem's a one-in-a-million Iraqi officer. He's very motivated. He's just amazing guy. Amazing dude.
He's also one of the few Iraqi medics in the field. At the combat outpost in South Ghazaliya, Captain John Brooks tries to help Hachem get the critically wounded soldier moved to a U.S. military facility.
Here's what I'm going to need from you and from MIT team. If I can get a helicopter, I'm going to need help getting that guy transported to the landing pad.
An Iraqi officer blocked the transfer that might have saved the soldier's life. That happens a lot. But even if the U.S. military had gotten him to the sophisticated U.S. military hospital in the Green Zone, the soldier would have only been able to stay there a few days. Then he would have been transferred back to an Iraqi public hospital where medicines and highly trained staff are scarce. American officials say they must maintain space in their own hospitals for the next wave of casualties. Hussein, a major in the Iraqi battalion, says the Iraqi military does nothing to help its own.
Even when our soldiers are killed, they do nothing. We have to take the body to the family on our own dime. We collect money from soldiers to do this. It really gets us down.
U.S. Captain Eric Wilkinson, another military trainer, says the Iraqi military has improved its ability to conduct operations, but it still relies on the U.S. for logistics.
The system just isn't really there in place where they can get the supplies and the quantities that they need in the time that they need it to do the operations. So a lot of times the coalition ends up giving them these supplies just to keep them out there, providing that security.
And that includes medical supplies. Another Iraqi battalion is stationed in North Ghazaliya. It has no medics at all. Captain Dustin Knaus says he's had to go out on the market to buy antibiotics for Iraqi soldiers to save their lives.
If the hospital didn't have it in stock, the soldier wouldn't have gotten it. And the hospital didn't have it in stock.
Knaus says the Iraqi military now has a training program for medics, though in reality, after a month, they learn little more than first aid. Knaus would like them to shadow the American medics so they can gain valuable experience. But the Iraqi military doesn't put the medics out in the field where they're desperately needed, keeping them back at safe Iraqi bases. He says it doesn't make any sense, and it drives him crazy.
We don't have any kind of authority. It's like we're advisors. We tell them you need to do this, but it's their own decision what they want to do.
With no medics of their own, Iraqi soldiers constantly come to the American medic in the sector for treatment. Late one steamy night, Sergeant Ray Siffer stands holding an IV bag, dripping medicine into a convulsing Iraqi soldier.
Second or third time this week they've come in like this. They stand out on guard all day long, don't drink enough water. They're out at these checkpoints and sitting in houses that don't have AC.
The young Iraqi soldier became dangerously dehydrated in the 100-plus degree heat. Medic Ernest Galindez stabilized him.
The Iraqis don't get enough water to drink. So they have to ration out their water that they get for the whole day. you hand come to me, probably would have been fatal.
Sattar Abdulzera Hamdan, a 26-year-old soldier, limps into a Baghdad restaurant. He was shot in the legs, arms, and stomach while guarding the green zone. He says the other guards ran away. There were no army ambulances available. He survived only thanks to some civilians who helped him get to the hospital. He's bitter.
I didn't get the necessary operations because it is too complicated. When you ask for a specialist, you are told he has fled the country to Syria or Jordan.
His arm is now permanently paralyzed. Asked if he had sought compensation from the government, he just scoffs.
They are busy robbing us. Officials don't care. Anyway, most of them are out of the country.
This sense of abandonment is shared by Ali Hassan Khadim, who hobbles into the restaurant on crutches. He was injured in a car bomb attack at his checkpoint. One of his legs is totally useless. He's clearly traumatized by the explosion, and his family has gone into debt to pay for his care.
My family had to pay all the expenses, the operations, the medicine, everything. They promise compensation, but don't pay anything. They didn't even pay for the crutches.
Public hospitals are supposed to be free, and in theory, soldiers can be reimbursed for private services unavailable in the public system. But theory doesn't translate into practice. The Iraqi government has allocated money for a new military hospital, but the project has been stalled and the facility will not open for at least another year. The U.S. is counting on the Iraqi forces standing on their own, so U.S. troops can be withdrawn. If the state of military medical care is any indication, that may still be quite a ways off. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.